Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Mick Jagger has been given a clean bill of health after that heart procedure. According to an unnamed source talking to The Sun, Mick feels 100%. Doctors are happy with his progress, and the clean bill of health is probably all they would need then to go ahead and publicize the make-good dates, which it's assumed that those things would be in July and August when he would be, when the Stones would be back out there. So we'll, I would imagine we'd find out pretty soon on that if you're a ticket holder for some Stones action this summer. Okay, Doris Day has passed away. She was 97 years old.
Hey, Santa,
that's her Santa, most famous song right there.
Whatever will be.
The Hitchcock movie, The Man Who Knew Too Much, is where that song really came to fame. She was called the world's oldest virgin.
Was she really?
She was, no, but, you know, she was cute, made a lot of popular movies in the 50s, and then in the 60s, the sexual revolution came along, and her movies didn't really reflect the changing times, so they called her that. She had a son, Terry, who produced the first couple Birds albums. Also, Terry became friends with some of the Beach Boys and
Charlie.
Yes, Charlie. In fact, Charlie gave him like an audition tape, and there was some initial talk. He was going to do an album with Charlie, and was even going to do like some kind of documentary thing. But then all of a sudden, you know, he realized, man, this is just this guy.
This Manson dude is weird.
Something's not right here. And so he had to break that news to Charlie that I'm not going to be working with you. We're not going to be doing the record, and we're not going to be doing that stuff.
And then you change your address and disconnect your phone.
Yeah. I don't think Charlie said que sera, sera. I think he had a different reaction to that. And Peggy Lipton died from the Mod Squad fame. She was 72 years old. Now, Peggy Lipton was married to Quincy Jones, and they had a daughter, Rashida Jones, who you saw her in The Office, and she played Julie Barnes in the Mod Squad from 68 to 73. I didn't realize the show was on that long. I thought it was only on for a couple of years. But she was a hottie back then in the late 60s and the early 70s. And then I don't know what she did after. I'm not quite sure what Peggy Lipton did after the Mod Squad. And then Guns N' Roses is suing a beer company for selling a knockoff beer named after their band. Canarchy Craft Brewery has a beer called Guns N' Rosé.
Yeah.
And they also have
Rosé all day.
Hats, t-shirts, pint glasses, stickers, buttons, and bandanas. Oh, bandanas. With the Guns N' Rosé name on them. So the band went after them some time ago, Axl, Slash, and Duff, claiming that this brewery tried to, you know, they say, hey, we trademarked, GNR says, we trademarked the name. We told them, you can't have this. And they agreed to abandon their application of the name on, you know, hats and t-shirts and stuff, but they didn't do that. They've continued to sell all that stuff, and now Guns N' Roses is telling them, no more, it ends now. That's it, that's the trash.